after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Sad J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at Dust Live. This is your boy, Seti J. And, man, y'all, it is Monday. March 25th. What is so special about today? Today on Life and Dust Live, we are celebrating our fourth year being on the air. Being on the air for 4 years, and we're on year number five, getting ready to do it up, man. We five grade, go for another year, man, and make it 5 years, and just keep continuing to flourish more and more. And you know, this show today is all about, it's not necessarily about interviews or me or necessarily just about music or let's say about the hotness of the topics that we do sometimes. It's more so about just celebrating the fact that, you know, I'm just so appreciative that we have so many different people within these 4 years that have helped make this show pop so heavy. And between the guests, between the music that's been sent in, between the good laughs, everything, man. Just, I appreciate everyone that's just been a part of the magic that's been behind this show. Let me go ahead and open my line for my co-host. I see my co-host is in the building. What's good, Terry?
What's up?
I'm just, you know, today is a day, and I'm just enamored by the fact that, you know, we celebrated 4 years, man. So it's crazy.
It is. It's beyond crazy, and it is a blessing. It really is a blessing. That's what I can say. I've been waiting on this day, and I know you've been waiting more than, you know, us. So it's crazy, but definitely happy to be able to share this opportunity.
Yes, and, you know, I'm just very ecstatic about, you know, about this because, you know, a lot of people don't realize, you know, March 23rd, 2009 was the very first show we've ever done on. And right in the same network, blogtalkradio.com. We've done so much. Even, you know, one point in time, we left Blog Talk for just a quick second and started doing a show on 24-hour network. And then we came back and still didn't, baby, everyone was still showing us love. A lot of people were transitioning to us coming back over to this side of the world. So we've had so much transitions that I'm just glad a lot of people have been a part of the magic. And I see you in the chat room, Miss Superior Lady, Big MC, you know, you've been a great part of magic here as well. And I see some callers, so we will be taking callers all the show. So we'll be playing limited music today, very limited music. And I won't be doing any of the hot stories, the media takeout or whatnot, but we will be talking about you know, some of the celebrations in this weekend. Lisa, I'm going to tell y'all as much as I want to tell y'all. Okay, so before we get into it, I'm going to go to a quick song break, and then we'll be back, and we'll get this thing started. Let's go to, we're going to take it to Beyonce, and Beyonce, you're going to get it right for us. What better way than this song here? I'll let the song speak for itself.
You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she drip the swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she drip the swag goo. Oh,
I may be young, but I'm ready to give you all my love. I told my girl you can get it. Don't slow.
Up and coming artists, videos and whatnot, and then also do interviews and also talk about hot topics and whatnot. That was one of the things that we wanted, as I wanted to do. And I remember I talked about the idea of it in people's memory saying it. And as a matter of fact, I'll talk about the person who I really talked about it for a second, who was the dude on DJ Money Mike. And I was telling him about it. He's like, yeah, you know, that'd be hot, man. We actually do it, man. And my teacher, like my professor, she was like, okay, you know, you got to join my voice class. And she was my film appreciation teacher at the time. And she had me join a voice and diction class. And from there, you know, she was really, really what her whole aim was to cultivate me into a radio personality and a voice artist. So, you know, I just definitely say thank you, Ms. Molly Floyd, for what you've done. You know, that part there is basically has played a big role, not just in the radio show. Without that, you know, there's a lot of nervousness as far as me speaking has changed so much drastically. Certain things I could not say before, the sounds I just messed up on so bad. Without her, you know, it wouldn't have that change wouldn't happen. So just want to big her up for that. And then the first show we ever did. The first show we ever did was we had Lil Wayne on the show. Not Lil Wayne show. We were talking about Lil Wayne on my very first show, Lil Wayne and other artists as far as the state of the music industry. That was 4 years ago. Y'all think about it now. I ain't going to say about it now, but about 4 years ago from this date, we were talking about that stuff and so many different things. There's just a small amount of people then. And I remember when I first started doing my first interview, and I was just on this dance group in Houston, came on the show, and they were called the Official Guitar Girls. They came to the show, and everybody just loved how how everything was interviewed, and everyone so loved it so much they wanted to see us do more and more interviews. That started doing well. We had the big interview with our model Roxy Milan, who was the first Nouveau model for the West region. And remember, this first Black Nouveau model. And she ended up being right around that show. They had hit her up and told her she was going to be in the XXL. And then that made the show pop even more. So then from then on, pop them some more. Boy, Elevator Scott came part of things. And you know, ever since then, I've been working with that dude for about 3 years, and we made so much magic happen from that as far as the music side and whatnot. And without him, it's a lot of celebrities I wouldn't have had in the show. He introduced me to a lot of celebrities that would say, hey, I've been in the show. And that helped. You know, legendary people like Bonnie Pointer and the Pointer Sisters, and some of y'all probably looking at me like, who the heck is Bonnie Pointer? And some people don't know, and that's fine. People don't know certain things, and you can't knock them for that. But, you know, this is a legendary woman that has won plenty and plenty of awards, has gotten many accolades, and some of y'all that play, you know, the Grand Theft Auto games, you know, you probably heard her song on Vice City, and that was automatic from the Pointer Sisters. So, you know, she's no stranger to everything from past and present. So, just different people. And that's leading up to, you know, other different people that came to the show. Life versus Miss Computer, ladies in the chat room. BX25 Vixen Magazine came through the show. Everybody. And, you know, this is a whole new chapter with my girl Terry and my girl Keith. Thoughts, y'all, yes, man. Yes. You know, it's, I don't know, man. It's crazy. I'm going to make me get all emotional there. I'm gonna go to some callers. We're gonna see what we got. And I know it, and I already know. I know who this caller is out the back. So watch this. Okay, so if I'm not mistaken, this guy be my boy, Mr. Filter, Mr. Cuff Your Chick Before I Grab Her, aka Mr. Dope Ass Music. Am I right?
This is your boy, Dope Ass Music.
Hey.
Was that a perfect intro for you? Do you think that was a perfect intro?
Yeah, I got some new nicknames. I'm AKA Mr. Beanie Bitches. I'm AKA Mr. Jesus. Because I'm where
all
the
I didn't add your other one. How did I forget your other one? Mr. Googleable. How did I forget that one?
Yeah, Mr. Google. That's the first one. And then Mr. Ziploc, because I keep stuff fresh and tight. So that's good, too.
He said Mr. Ziploc, Lord.
Oh, man. Man, I just, like I said, it's definitely been, man, it's just great to see you have you been a part of the show, bro. This dude came to Texas, and he was in Texas, in Fort Worth, he was kicking it with your boy, and that was, like, crazy.
Yeah, it was a spur of the moment, just get out, and there was, like, only six people in the whole bar, but we got the only female in there.
Yeah, we went to that spot. Went to that one spot because it was a dead night for them. We just happened to go there. We just wanted to drink. And yeah, it was funny because that one dude, there was only chicken in there. And that one dude was looking lame. Which, by the way, funny story. Funny thing. I'm gonna talk about the fourth annual celebration. I'm gonna talk about that. Too during the show, and he has something. That dude that we talking about right now, he has something to do with it, too. You're going to laugh at that one.
Okay.
Oh, man. I'm going to share the stuff.
How you getting all sentimental and all misty-eyed about your four-year anniversary? So I'm glad to be part of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I know you ain't trying to cry in front of no female. Okay, well, you can
I know I'm not, man. I probably just brought the sad violin music out. Sad violin, man. I ain't gonna cry, man. I ain't gonna cry. I'm too gangster, man. I'm gonna say with my chest.
But 4 years, most brothers can't hold a job for 60 days, but you got a job for 4 years. So big ups to you, man.
Big ups.
Thank you. I definitely appreciate everybody's been a part of Magic. And it's a lot of these people, man. And there's people behind the scenes that people don't realize about them. You know, I definitely got to just say big ups to my family because my family has been a big part of it, too. You know, my sister, if it wasn't my sister, I wouldn't even known about Blog Talk. I wouldn't even have known about it. I've been in the blue. If what my brother was one of the people was on my panel for my first couple of shows, and he pops here now and then and runs a bucket here. And my mom and dad have been big, intricate parts. My dad, I've helped, you know, produce his show, as well as me and him have been on the show, on another person's show together, being a part of her showcase. So, man, you know, it's a little bit of everything, man. There's a lot of intricate parts and the people from DustBy.com and Iron Sub Divine people. Y'all just rock, man. Y'all freaking rock. I had to put in my Caucasian voice. Freaking rock. So yes. Oh man. Now, okay, so I'm gonna share some of the stuff that happened on this past Friday. So on Friday we were celebrating the show, some of the show turning 4 years old or whatnot. And big ups to my boy, Major League Drewski Drew. Big ups to him because he's helped set this whole thing up, and it was just phenomenal how crunk it was. It was an event called Turn Up or Go Home. So, I mean, you look to the title, it was either you can come there and turn up, or don't even walk through the door, just go home. That's pretty much what it meant. So, I just want to say shout out to everybody that was in there because they were actually turned up. They weren't trying to be, you know, of course you got a couple of people sprinkled that were like lame, they need to go home. But 95% of the people were turned up, and there was a lot of people in there. It was a very nice crowd. And your boy, the one that was trying so hard to get that chick, hilariousness, he ended up, it was his 21st. So I was like, the club didn't give me two bottles. They gave me two bottles on to celebrate. And so I was like, man, you know what, man? You got to help me crack this up. You got to help me break this in, man. Happy birthday, man. So, you know, I show love to some people. It was a couple people birthdays on that night. And it was fun to be able to do that. And a lot of people, you know, they really, you know, there's a nickname they call me as Mr. Always Turned Up, because I don't need necessarily to have liquor in my system to be turned up. I'm just a turned up person. That's just how it is. Man, so I'm gonna kind of get y'all whole mindset on everything. As far as with, I'm gonna go to dope first. As far as what does life at the dust mean to you?
Man, life at the dust is it's sort of like where grown folks go to have fun. You know what I'm saying? Where you get the lounge where men have silk socks on. And women can hold their liquor. That's life after dust for me. You know what I'm saying? If I really want to be like, okay, I want to turn into some grown man shit, that's when I call your show. If I just want to act a damn ass and forget that I'm in my 30s, I call every other show.
Most definitely. And it's, you know, that's what I like. I mean, like about all the people that has been involved, like you said. No, put your silk socks on. It's silk socks. I'm so done with him. little to everybody knows, I actually have some silk socks right now. No, I don't. But,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, shout out to the thirsty dude at the club with his Hurricane Chris starter kit on his head. Shout out to that.
Yeah, it was his birthday. That was the dude whose birthday it was, man. It was his birthday. I let him get the soul shot of the bottle. I'm telling you, man, CP, don't be realizing, man, anything, honestly, that's just how I am. I'm a very down-to-earth person. And, you know, because I didn't tell you this. I was running around the club, and I was just pouring. I was taking the bottles and just pouring down people's throats the whole day. I was like, get money. We get money. So I was like, I was having fun. I was at the definitely turned up.
That's what's up. You always turned up, Seti.
No,
yeah, hide your wife, hide your kids. He's getting turned up.
Hey, they already know. I tell people that you better hide everything. Don't bring your girl to the club, and I'm there because she is barbecue. She is hot and ready pizza, like blue. As far as I'm concerned, he's high and ready.
Yeah, I had to take them pictures down, Sandy, because Facebook said they were inappropriate. So I had to take the pictures down.
Facebook said they were inappropriate.
Nah, I'm just playing, but they damn near was
inappropriate. Boy, you had me sit there. I said, hold on. You gonna be your brother? I was showing up to put them up there. Oh Lord! I'm gonna go to Taryn real quick and see what her mindset on the man. Taryn, what does life after death live mean to you?
I can say life after death live is definitely a place of opportunity. That's one of the big things that I can say. It's a big opportunity for, I could say, models and younger entrepreneurs just to really show their talent and express what they're doing and for more people to come together and support each other. So that's really what Death After Life really means to me. So that's really all I could say. I mean, you know, you give everybody the opportunity to have a voice and actually be heard. So that's what it is to me, a big opportunity, a blessing.
Oh, you know, you're a blessing to me. All right. So another thing I want to talk about too is, you know, as far as some of the serious topics we've talked about on the show within these years, you know, one of the things is that we've been a great advocate for different things such as the No Hate campaign that was in California. Also, we've been a big advocate for breast cancer awareness, been a great advocate for supporting youth that's actually making something happen. Like, one of the people I wanted to just give a shout as far as youth that had been on here. This dude was at the time he was 12 years old, and this dude named Von Beats, and his dad happens to be S1. For those of y'all know who S1 is, S1 is one of the people responsible for Kanye West's track Power. And
wow.
I actually got a chance to meet his son in him at this conference, and they were like, "Yeah, man, so you gotta come on my show or whatnot." Cool, set it up, and the way he just carried himself, it was freaking believable. And his production is ahead of his time. I know people that's been doing it for 5-10 years and they suck.
they still suck.
And his production, man, is just wow. It's industry standard. Everything about it is nice. So I said to say shout out to him. He was 12 years old at the time. So he's probably, you think he was 2 at the time? I mean, that was 2 years ago. So I make him 14. So 2 years later, I can only imagine how his stuff sounds now. It's got to be crazy. And one of the things I learned, too, that why people don't understand why do you know if you're just trying to copy the trend and ride the whole breast cancer awareness scene? No, man, I'm trying to empower guys because whether y'all believe it or not, you know, and one of our past guests who came on for breast cancer awareness talked about this before. Guys can get it, too. Whether you want to believe it or not, guys can get it, too. There's one woman who actually was diagnosed with breast cancer, came on here. She was actually Miss Kentucky, and she actually had breast cancer. And she was fighting it, and she was in her 20s. I mean, she was talking about all the different stuff of, you know, they even, the crazy thing was, you know, they say save the tatas and whatnot, and they were trying to get her, you know, to remove it and all that kind of different stuff. And she just, you know, just because that's how empowered she was, she wanted to empower women to just hang in there. And she shared with me that her dad died from breast cancer. And that was like, wow. I didn't really hear about that until then. So that was a wake-up call that, hey, guys, don't think it's just something that, hey, oh, just a woman thing. You know, and you need to wake it up because you never know. You can have it too. You know, and you just walking around with it all willy-nilly, not realizing it.
Yep. Anything can happen at any time. That's for sure.
So, yeah, with that, and there's a lot of this stuff. Like, this Wednesday, we're going to be doing modeling versus pregnancy. And what's that all about? It's all about, you know, the fact that in the industry, everyone in the industry seems to kind of skate past it. It's always, you know, let's just focus on that baby. We don't really take a serious approach on everything as far as, like, you know, a lot of models and also making the transition to how models still find a way to bounce back. Because a lot of these models, they become pregnant, and then after that, they feel that all of a sudden, all they want to model anymore. And it's cool, but also, too, there's been people who still bounce back and people who didn't allow, you know, they may pick up some extra pounds, they didn't allow that to stop them from still doing what they do best. And some people have even excelled even more even after being pregnant. So don't let this be an excuse of why you're not modeling no more.
Right. Yeah, I can't wait to hear that. I'm very excited to hear, you know, what they have to say. Because a lot of females do think once you have a baby, and just people, period, that's looking in, they think, oh, she had a baby, her career's over. What? Models are still women. We're still living. Okay, we're going to get married, but things are going to happen. That's just what's going to happen. That's the same thing with, I mean, if you look at it, people say, oh, he raps. He got locked up. His career's over. Not true. You know, so
right.
It, life happens. That's all I'm saying. Like, life, just because you have a career doesn't mean you're supposed to put a stop to your life. I mean, you're going to filter some things. But other than that, you shouldn't, you know, I don't think that anybody's career is over just off of certain decisions, you know what I mean, as far as pregnancies and, you know, certain things of that sort.
Right. It's someone that even stopped, you know, that won't even have kids because of it. And to some degree, at the degree, kicking me, you know, me, I don't have any kids right now, but I love my niece. My niece is to pieces to death. So, you know, for me, that doesn't really stop me from really just showing my love for my niece and whatnot. But for me, it's not my time. It was a point in time where I had, you know, that was one of the serious topics where that was, I remember my Maury Povich moment, the Not the Father thing. Y'all remember that whole thing. So that's the thing, like, it wasn't my time. And a lot of people take it for granted. They take it, you know, a lot of people, all of a sudden, they don't take advantage of the time that they have while they don't have kids. Because now you have time to really focus on everything that you need to do. So you need to do it right before they come. Some people
and get yourself settled. Yeah, and some people don't understand. And, like, you know, I know a couple of people that went through some other things because, you know, they had situations happen to where, you know, and they didn't want to. They just knew basically that they were at the peak of their career to the point to where they couldn't have kids at the moment. You know what I mean? Because in a couple of years, they'll be able to build that empire for their kids and themselves to not be able, you know, to have to struggle. So it's like, you know, everybody has certain decisions that they have to make. You know what I'm saying? So it's times, but it just depends on the person. It's whether if you make a decision based off your career, it's like not too many people can blame you. But at the same time, if you're going to have a child or whatever way you may go about it, I don't feel people can judge them either or just straight assume that their career is over because that's not how it is.
Right. Excuse me. We're going to come back in a second. And remember, Carly, you want to share? You want to call in and show some love or whatever? You can call in 347-202-0389. We go on to a quick celebrate. And this is about my boy Q Harper, who's been on the show before as well. This is for you, Miss Computer Lady. I had to play this for you. I'm going to take it back. One of the first Papa Sons that got us all hooked on Q Harper. This is Quiet Time. We'll be back.
You know, I want to make love to you with your clothes on. Is that all right?
That's all right.
You see, baby, I want to spend some quality, quiet time with you.
Is that right?
It's been a long week, and you're kind of tired. You're feeling kind of worn down, baby. Let me take you higher. We'll lock all the doors, baby, and throw away the key. I want to spend a little quiet time, you and me, baby. Hey, yeah. I wanna be quiet.
The building on Life at Death Live. That was my boy Key Hopper with Quiet Time. That's one of those songs you listen to when you're trying to, you know, trying to be real smooth. Go right
yeah.
there. What we gonna do tonight? What we gonna do tonight,
oh,
baby?
Oh Lord.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead. We got the phone lines. We got some more people on the phone lines, so go ahead and check them out. All right, so first we go to the caller. My call is my boy Guala Chase is in the building. What's up?
Oh yeah, what it do?
What's up?
What's going on? What's up, Taryn, baby?
What's up?
Told y'all I was gonna call, show you some love. You know, you got my support.
Most definitely, I appreciate it, man. Go ahead and let people know, man. Steady J, this is a very talented young fellow on the phone right here, man. He's in Detroit and he's doing his thing with the music.
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing it out of the D313 Westside, bring 'em out to the world, blow, you know?
Yeah.
Trying to show everybody what our city like, how we get down, man. You know, everybody trying to paint this image of we do this and we do that. We tight, man. We rocking over here, you know?
Very true.
We don't get
That's
a flow.
True.
We don't come to light.
That's true.
Now, the D, man, what's going on, man? You know, I was going to ask you about the D because so much coming out of that area right now. And the Midwest is just blowing up, period, man. What's like your whole mindset on the D right now? What is going on for the D?
I mean, it's a lot of talent in the D, you know, but as far as the city, you know, we need to expand. It's time to expand. Like everybody in the D, we the shit here. But, you know, we go to other cities. We might not ring bells as much as we would in our own city, but, you know, that's how it go, man. The industry needs to let us in, man. Cut us in. They're going to do it sooner or later. They ain't going to have no choice in a minute, man, because we out here, man. We got a lot of people in the city that's doing their thing, actresses, models, famous strippers, rappers, all that, man. We got it, you know?
True.
Oh, definitely. I feel you on that, too. Yeah, because that's really everywhere. As far as D when it comes to D talent, when it comes to Detroit, and the D when it comes to Dallas too, it's like that too, man. Like,
oh yeah,
a lot of these areas they would be that much better if they just come together. But of course, it's always those people that get a little fame, they start smelling themselves.
Right, you know. It's gonna come to the light, like I say, man. It ain't just the D as other cities, like you say, you know. You just gotta keep working hard, you know. It's all about how much work you put in, what you're gonna get out of it, for sure.
Now, let everybody know as far as where they can check out your stuff, man, and be able to support you.
What you say, my nigga? I ain't hear you.
Let everybody know where they can find your stuff at, and so they can support you.
Oh, yeah, man. You can go on YouTube, check us out, type in GTM, the initials GTM, Guala Gittes. You spell Guala Gittes, G-W-O-L-L-A, and Gittes, G-E-T-T-A-Z. So GTM, Guala Gittes, the full name. You know, we got a mixtape in the streets right now called St. Louis Gucci. You know, we dropped that like last Halloween, 2012, and we just been like releasing little singles and shit, you know. Warming up the next mixtape. But we got a lot of shit coming, man. We got videos, all that. So you can Google us. Check us out, you know.
Check that out.
Get at me on Twitter. Sure. I'm on Twitter, too. Guala Chase, at Guala Chase, at G-W-O-L-L-A-C-H-A-S-E.
All right.
Yeah. I'm already on it now. About to check you out now.
Yeah, we on that.
Bookmarked. So, yeah.
right, most man. Definitely.
I'm going to keep doing the line, too, so hang in there real quick. I'm going to go. We got another person I'm going to bring in real quick, so bear with me just a moment. All right, now, if I'm not mistaken, this guy is my boy, D. Heath. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, man?
You already know I had to come and show some support, man. I got to give a special four-year anniversary support to my boy, Ceddy J, and the Time Movement. Love what you're doing, man. Keep it up, man. 400 more years, man. Believe that.
Yes, man. For real. I appreciate you, man. And shout, I got to say shout-out to your second. Man, this dude, I mean, he's only two episodes in. He's doing, he's making a lot of noise right now. And people can say what they want to say, but I mean, just after these two episodes, let me know that that's going to be one of the most sought after radio shows. Y'all remember I said that.
I appreciate it.
Y'all real, it's real, and y'all have a mixture of stuff, and not just hip hop or R&B. It's whatever. Y'all play whatever the heck y'all want to play as far as the video. So I like that, but y'all still keep it to where it's real. There's not no, hey, let's, all right, y'all, let's get on this, let's do this just for TV. All right, ready, set, go. It's not fabricated. It comes off as a very authentic show.
Yes, sir, man. And you know what? On some real shit, Ceddy, man, like, in the short period of time I've known you, man, I've seen your movement, watch what you're doing, man, and I'll be lying if I say you didn't have a small part in that. You know what I'm saying? Just watching you move, just the way you move, man, that definitely gives me that extra push to keep it making it happen, you know?
Well, definitely. I appreciate that, man. You know, love. You know, you want the people that, you know, dude, I even know this dude. Man, how long? Maybe, if I want to say probably a month and a half, maybe 2 months, and this dude been putting it in.
Been trying, man. Hell, man, you trying to fall behind you, man. That's what it is.
The grind,
man.
Guy.
Like, I'm trying to get left behind, you know.
Right, and I love that, man. You know, you already know me. I'm not gonna get to the conversation me and you guys in the chat because you already know how I feel about people like that. But I tap on that really quick, and he can back me up on this is stop asking. You know, if somebody's doing. Is not trying to necessarily, how can I put it, look out for you, and they're doing it because they want to mutually show respect. They guys love what you're doing. Don't act like that, hey, that you're beneath, that they're beneath you. Because at the end of the day, when you talk down somebody's grinding and they're always constantly supporting people no matter what, it's going to come back and spit you in the face. So I'm just going to say, I ain't going to call them names out. But these know who they are, and I know.
Oh yeah, we're not gonna give them no airtime right now. They don't even deserve that.
We're not even giving them that.
You know what it is? You know what it is, man. When it comes to support, everybody wants you to support them, man. But where they at when it's time to bring that support back? You know.
Right.
Everybody want to be there to eat the food, but nobody wants to stay in the kitchen to help make that food.
Right. Everybody wants things after everything's a microwave process. It's going to be done so quick. You know, in order for things to be what they are, it takes time and money. And if you ain't got a lot of time to put in, you better put some goddamn money in. And people wonder why they're always complaining because people always charge them for their services. Because if I'm going to be putting in my time, you're not trying to put your time in. At least that, if you're going to ask for my support, then you better get ready to pay them moolah.
Exactly, man.
Money talk, man. Bull crap takes a...
That's how it is. It really is. It really takes money to make money. And then it's for time, too. It just kills me how people see someone blow up. But when you literally down, you know what I'm saying, on your knuckles, and you just struggling, nobody's there. But as soon as you blow up, it's just like, hey... Put me on, plug me, and you just like, where was you? You couldn't even, I didn't ask you to dedicate a dollar, nothing. All I did was ask for your time. You know what I'm saying? And you couldn't even do that. So it's like, why shall I put you on?
That's just the way of the world, man. Like, unfortunately, it's going to never end, man. But the beauty about that is that's what's going to keep us going.
True. Even harder. Even harder.
That's right.
That's a lot. I like Guadalupe Chase. I mean, just throughout the world, but he said his name and his demeanor, you know, it's not just a name. He's telling me he's a dude that really going through it. If I want something, I'm going to go after it. I can tell that by the back end. A lot of these artists, you know, that's just the one little thing that you have to do is you got to work that much harder. If you don't got the money, you got to be willing to put the time in. Cause, oh,
it's
man.
About the grind. It is.
Exactly,
it is.
Man.
Yeah, he's really good for that. I can say that because I'm telling you, like, if you just, you know, we went to high school together, so it's like you see people grow, and it's just amazing. You know what I mean? Like, when you see people starting out, and they got to do what they got to do, and now his, you know, their names are spiraling through, you know, going through the city right now, you know, and so are other local rappers. So it's like you can't do nothing but show love. And even they're from where they're from, you know, straight from the gutter, from the hood, and everybody's still putting on. And I mean, that goes for everybody worldwide that's coming from nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So that's much love.
Definitely.
Stay true to what you do. People gonna respect when you stay true to what you do, for sure.
Yes, sir, man. So once again, man, City J, man, you, the whole movement, man, keep it going strong, man, and you're going to always have dudes like me, man, standing right behind you, ready for whatever.
Right. But see, but you know what, bro? You're not behind me. You're on the side of me because you're one of the people that you grinding with me, and so you can't be behind somebody if you grinding with them. So you're not behind me, man. You're right next to me.
True talk.
Definitely.
On everybody,
like, what? Listen, y'all, I know this is random, but it's kind of more random for any time. Am I on Preston Ross? Facebook has changed again. God dang, Facebook, and she be talking about me. Facebook changed how it opened my eyes. They have redone the way it's done again on the profile page. Y'all doing the most right now.
Hey, man, so you got to do, man.
Right.
Already know.
Okay, I gotta give a shout out to some people in the chat room. I see my boy UX25, Vix Magazine. I see Madison Media. This guy here, man. Yes, he said, I remember when you started. Yes, he's one of the people that was here when I first started the show. When it's him, the superior lady, but they were part of the foundation of coming through the show when it first started and just watching me grow. And I got to say, Matty don't realize it, but at the end of the day, I learned a lot from him, too. He might not realize it there, but, you know, as far as the way this dude, he taught me that just because people don't come live, don't stop grinding. Because some people, you know, they're like, oh, my God, there's not a lot of people here at the long show. Hey, man, the power of them freaking podcasts. Shoot, man, shout out to them podcasts. Yeah. So, yes, anything, like, don't underestimate the power of the podcast. I mean, like, do you even, for instance, with him, and he expects you to, if he just said, hey, okay, man, if young people can watch my radio, you watch my video show, if I've been there live or whatnot, and they don't watch it, then they're going to just have to miss it. But he got it on YouTube for you to watch it and watch it and watch it, because it's, when you can pass it around, people to watch it and whatnot, it makes it spread out more. So
yes, exactly.
I don't
care
if you'll see it the first day. As long as some people, I swear, some people, they still talk to me about shows I did years ago. I'm like, what? Well, what episode? It tripped me out.
That's what it's all about, man. It's all about it's all about the grind, man.
It is. It's all you gotta do. You gotta have a hustle, man. You gotta have multiple hustles for real. Like,
yeah,
I remember one person that's used to having one hustle, man. That's just never been me since the age of 7. I always had some multiple stuff I got my hands.
I done a whole lot of stuff, man. I remember we used to sling cheesesteaks out the kitchen, and some of my parents' job was like, kill it. I was only 12 years old and I was doing that. So, you know, my parents always taught me like that you gotta work hard to get what you want and don't expect it to be handed to you.
Yes, sir. All the time.
I mean, I'm one of the people, I dead ass. I remember, too, I know what a freaking wish I was just, but these gonna say what they would say.
You wish
there was something between it. I know that. I really know what that really is. It's not just no comic joke that people use. That mess is real.
Mm.
So
sir.
Okay, so I want to go ahead, and one thing I want to shout out to, shout out to Mr. Pele, Big OC, and I want to shout out these two magazines that got in my hands to speak. If you have not seen it, go to my YouTube channel. I'm trying to do better, do more YouTube videos. Y'all know how I am, though, man. It's sad. I got, like, a whole lot of subscribers, and I don't really be doing videos. I'm messing up. But as far as the magazines, I got to just say a shout-out to. I've been featuring a lot of magazines, but as far as the ones that send me print ones, I got to say a shout-out to my boy Donald E. with Backsize Magazine. And yes, I love the fact that he allowed me to do that. You know, he let me do this story I did in there where it was called All Natural, the Real Body Debate. And I really go in on this. If you wanna see me like really, really go in, you read that story, you're gonna find out real quick. So that's with that.
Definitely
check it out. It's some very nice models in here. Very nice models.
Shout out to the models.
Gotta say a shout out to my boy BX25 magazine. I had that in my head too. Man, dude, I just be looking through. I appreciate him, man. He's featured the Dust Spot in the magazine. First magazine to do that. You know, do a whole story doing it. So, big ups on that. Other ones, Get Fused Magazine in Kentucky. Big ups to them. They're a big, intricate part, making some things happen. They featured me about being a DJ. And, of course, I got to send a shout out to you, Z2Minute. Your online publication, Urban Kitty Club, man. You definitely showing a lot of love for Urban Kitty Club.
Yes, and I appreciate it, man. Appreciate it, really do.
Urban Life, man. They're doing the big over there. You got to check out Urban Life at ndheave.com. Two things you definitely don't want to miss out. And, okay, this got news. And my boy, BX25, said Ariana Star is on the cover of the May 3rd, 2013 cover.
Interesting.
Hey.
So yes, I kind of saw it on Facebook and look at them. Maddie, and this room is starting up.
Yeah.
And he said, what did Maddie say to Sharon? I just read, he said something off the chain. He said, I remember when this was a comedy. So, you know what? It's still me, man. It is hilarious because we be having some people. he's still going in, y'all. Okay, he's just going in. He said, 100 co host show. 100 co. Yeah, man. Well, we had to wear a goddamn, it was so many people on the line that, you know, I was so crazy, I'm going to open up all the lines. And we have like a million people talking at once, like in a goddamn soccer stream.
Man, it's real.
And you don't want to have that many people talking at once. This is too much.
Definitely.
All right, so. I'm coming to a close in a bit. I just want to share as far as things coming up, man. Not only are we doing the Marlon vs. Predators show on Wednesday, but y'all been excited about this since I put this.
Oh my God, I don't understand.
On this Friday, we're doing a radio show live from Austin, Texas. In the Howard Johnson, Austin North, big ups to Howard Johnson for the love. We're doing a live and direct live studio audience in the building.
Hey.
So, let's be crazy in Austin. And Austin, your first year, I was just like, why are you going to Austin for it? But, you know, every year in Texas, it's just called the Texas Relays. And boy, oh boy, does it go down every year. So I've been doing the show from there. It's kind of like how Maddie does his show. Massive Media does his show all the way from, he doesn't even go to Cali. He'll do a show from Cali. And that's what it's been. And I got, you know, Maddie, when you go to college, I got to meet you there too, man. I have to meet you there too. Man. Every time he comes back, he's always, yeah, man, everything went down. You know, I just, when I want to see it, don't put my timeline, don't put no videos, no pictures, nothing. So, yes, I got to go to Cali because I've been to the West Coast. I finally had a chance to go to the West Coast a couple of years ago, and I went to Portland, and that was, wow. Portland, show some love to your boy. They treat your boy like a superstar. I was like, all right. Yes.
You are a superstar. What you mean?
No, man, I'm not a superstar.
I'm going to start singing every time you in public, Steady J.
Oh, Lord.
Every time
right.
You start singing, I'm going to be like, sweet baby Jesus.
Okay, see. Don't bring me that up. I know it's because y'all think y'all. Okay, see. I'm going to tell y'all Keisha's trouble for that. I ain't going to tell y'all see why Keisha the Diva said that about me. She apparently called me sweet baby Jesus. Everybody called me something about Jesus. Keisha called me sweet baby Jesus. Goofy Bone calls me the black Jesus. I'm like, y'all just, with these names, what is it? So, oh my God. But man, we actually come to a close. I just want to go ahead and say yet again and thank everybody for coming through the shows in this past 4 years. We got so much more to go, man. So many more to go.
Hey, Shetty, real quick before I go, man, I got one last thing to say, man.
Go ahead.
Just want to let them know, man. Tell Black Planet I said to take a little sidestep, man. There's new chef in town. His name is Shetty J, baby.
Hey.
Tell him
hey.
I said
that's funny.
And he's got a team behind him. I mean,
shots
on the side
fired.
Of him, as you say.
It's funny because that's what the story of the magazine says. The new Black
Planet. And that's exactly what I got. As soon as they said that, I thought about it. I'm like, you know what? Nah, they got a point there. They got a real point there, man. And ever since then, I'd be like, you know what? Get that Black Planet bullcrap out of here, man. It's a new sheriff in town, man.
Yeah. Tell them
to
move out the way.
All right, so I'm just letting y'all know, man. Check out the show, man. Y'all missed today's show. You can check it out at blogtalkradio.com/ Teddy J, CDDY, letter J. Also, go to iTunes, type in Life the Best Live on there, and listen to the show for FREE. Yes, I did say FREE for iTunes. Oh. I know you can't believe it. And then also listen to it on the mobile app on your phone. And that's the TuneIn Radio app. Download that for free as well. And listen on your phone. And then I got to send a shout out to my boy Madison Media. Because Madison Media, man, he's another one of the places that showcases the show. And definitely a great look, man. Without all the different people that have been intricate parts of all the things that's going on, it will be no show, man. So big ups to everybody.
There you go.
No doubt, man. No doubt.
That being said, I wanted to say, you know, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a 4, y'all going to catch what that 4 meant. Or where there's a T, or there's
mm-hmm.
a U, there is. Oh, wait. Y'all tune to the episode of
Life
at the Desk Live.
That's my lot. Holla back.
Hey.
I'm gonna be like Obama, man, for bringing out 4 more years.
Man, what? And a couple more after that. What?
A couple more after that. A couple more after that.
There you go.